The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 637.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the queen of transformational book publishing, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Joy Cheng. Joy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me on your show. So basically, a little bit about me without going into too much detail. I started my journey probably since I was in my 20s is when I went through actually a period of deep depression and suicidal thoughts. And it was, you know, really hard for me to even just get out of bed and to go to work. And, you know, I remember there were days where I would cross this bridge to get to work and I would have this thought, I wonder what would happen if I jumped off this bridge. And it was, you know, not only a very, you know, sad time, but it was actually a really confusing time for me because I didn't have anything that was going on in my life that would make it seem like I should feel that way. You know, it wasn't like something bad had happened, like I had gone through a terrible breakup or, you know, suffered a big loss in my life. My life was actually good. I had, you know, a good job. I had family and friends that cared about me. I was in a relationship, but I, you know, just felt depressed and just felt stuck. You know, honestly, I didn't want to die, but I didn't want to live either. And so I was in this really stuck place. And it was actually, I ended up in an abusive relationship during that time as well. And it was actually at that point when I realized that I didn't love myself and I really needed to learn to love myself. So I made the decision to end that relationship, to learn to love myself. And then the universe started bringing those opportunities into my life to teach me how to do that. And then I ended up, you know, writing a book and sharing my story about that journey of self-love and what I've learned. And, you know, there's journaling questions and practices to help other people to learn how to love themselves. Because I believe that, you know, the foundation of everything that we want in our life comes back to self-love. And so that's a little bit about my story.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I'm glad you're able to bounce back and be here today to share your story. So thanks again. And Joy, what's your cultural background?
My family's from Taiwan. So I actually grew up in America. I was born in America. I'm first generation in my family. I have an older sister who was born in Taiwan. But yeah, so Taiwanese American.
Thanks for sharing that. What would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Yeah, so it's actually one of my favorite quotes, and it's actually in my book. It's, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that's from Marianne Williamson, A Return to Love, Reflections on the Principles of A Course in Miracles.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
So self-confidence to me is really believing in yourself. You know, it's kind of simple, but that's what I would define self-confidence as.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, I think believing in yourself is the most important, even though sometimes it feels like it sounds cheesy or it sounds like so, you know, I guess boring or plain, but having that belief is really important so you can go out there and take action in your own life and go for your dreams. So thanks for sharing that definition. And Joy, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I mean, I think I shared a little bit, but yeah, I was very, I was depressed. I was, you know, in the abusive relationship, I was allowing myself to be mistreated. I felt lost, confused. Yeah, I didn't know who I was, you know,
Thanks for sharing that. I think, you know, we've all gone through, you know, being lost, being confused, not knowing what to do in life, you know, especially depression, right? Not a lot of people talk about that. We feel like it's a taboo to talk about, you know, if we are going through some rough stuff in our life. But, you know, when we share these kinds of stories, it actually does help others because it feels like we're not the only ones who are going through what we're going through. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you can go out there and be the person that you are today, have that confidence to go out there and do the things that you want? What was that aha moment?
Yeah, so actually, it was in that abusive relationship where, looking back, I mean, that was one of the greatest gifts of my life, not only because it really gave me the awareness that I didn't love myself and that, put me on this journey and this path of knowing that that's what I'm here to teach and to embody is self-love because, they say you teach what you need to learn, right? So that's been the greatest challenge in my life. And so I know that that's what I'm here to show people how to do. But I had to obviously first learn to do that myself. But a big part of that was actually being introduced to a type of energy healing called matrix energetics. And I discovered through that process that, I believe that we're all healers, but I realized that I'm a healer and became aware of that ability within myself and within all of us really, but also understanding like spirituality and what I believe is that, we all have the ability to heal ourselves, to heal other people, that we are spiritual beings having human experiences, that we're not human beings having spiritual experiences, so that we're more than just our bodies, and we have mental bodies, emotional bodies, spiritual bodies, and also just knowing that like you're not your thoughts, when you're in a depressed state, it's easy to believe that those thoughts that people don't care about you and all these negative thoughts that we can have about ourselves, that that's the truth of who we are, and to understand that that is not the truth of who you are, that the truth is that you're a divine being that was made, in God's image. And I believe that we have God within us, and that's why we have this ability to create, our lives however we want. And we also as women have the ability to give life into this world, right? And even if you never had your own kids, I mean, you've got that energy within you. And to just when I realized that, I was like, oh my gosh, like how can I not love myself? Like that's amazing. I'm amazing. We're all amazing. And so that was my aha moment.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, as women, we are amazing. Like we tend to focus on everything that's wrong with us when we forget to focus on everything that's right about us. As women, we are more powerful than we realize. And if we could just tap into like even like 20-30% of our potential, imagine what we can do. So I'm glad that you're able to share that. And because of all these realizations, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been able to do what I love. I'm blessed to now I help other people. I feel like I actually felt like I left my legacy when I wrote my book, but then I had someone say, well, you're not done yet, And I'm like, you're right. I mean, obviously I'm still here, so I still have a purpose. And I realized that now my purpose is to help others to leave their legacy, to create their ripple effect in the world and make an impact that's going to like last long after they're gone. Because, the truth is none of us are going to be here forever, right? So what kind of impact are you leaving on the world? I think that's what we're all here to do is to leave an impact, So I'm blessed to be able to work with amazing clients that, I realize that the book, I help people write and publish books, but it's so much more than a book. A book is really just the tool for their own healing and transformation and to heal the world through their story. And so that's what I am blessed to be able to do.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And that's great that you were able to go out there and help others realize their potential and leave that legacy that you mentioned. I do believe we're all here for a reason. And when we can figure out what we want to do and what that purpose is, nothing can stop us. So thanks for sharing that. And, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I mean, it's hard to have one, right? There's a lot. But I mean, I would say to start with loving the things that are easy to love about yourself. So one of the things I did on my journey was I wrote down every day at least one thing I love about myself in my journal. And then I actually also found a Facebook group called 100 Days to Self-Love. And so I would post something in that group every day that I loved about myself. And to be honest, at the time when I found this group, I was in that depressed state and I didn't think I could find 100 things. Like it felt a big stretch to do that. I wasn't sure that that was even possible, but I was willing to give it a shot. And so you start with what is already easy to love about yourself. Maybe you love your hair, you love your eyes, or, there's just something that's just simple and easy to love. And then eventually, the goal is to get to a place where you can not only love like the quote unquote good parts about ourselves, but like the bad parts about ourselves, right? The part that we don't want other people to know about us, because that's really what I believe that, self-love and self-confidence, comes from, is being able to embrace all of who we are, that and knowing that there is really no good or bad, it's just who we are. So yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. I agree with you. Self-love is just more about loving the good parts about you. It's, loving the good, bad, the ugly. And, sometimes our, lowest moments are in our lives are actually what builds strength and gives us, some of the great things in our life. So you never know what can happen. And when we can look back and realize, we had to go through that for a reason, we do tend to appreciate and love ourselves even more. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, joychang.com. That's joiechang.com. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Joy, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Joy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Joy for taking the time today to share her tips and story with us on self-confidence. So thanks so much, Joy.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks again for having me, Sheena.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.